Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, John Cain. Batting third. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Barrett. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, James Edwards. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, James Edwards. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting third. The center fielder, Cliff Lee. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sherry Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sherry Smith. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lutsk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Hooper reaches second base with a double. Cain goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lutsk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lutsk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jameson. The throw from Kraus and he is out, Cain applying the tag. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa strikes out. Two outs. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lutsk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lutsk reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. James Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Lutsk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell bunts in front of the plate. Kraus fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to third. Smith moves to second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 1 in the game. Summa hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Barrett catches it and throws to first to double up Jameson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lutsk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kane fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Kraus for a passed ball. Sewell moves to second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0 for 1 in the game. Lutsk takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to third. Burns moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hodapp strikes out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lutsk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. James Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Barrett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-2 in the game. Summa hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-2 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a line drive towards third. Hodapp reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell bunts in front of the plate. Krause fields it and throws to first for the out. Lee moves to second. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lutsk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Lee. Shealy reaches second base with a double. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Sheely moves to third. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sheely scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into center field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krause hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Com moves to third. James Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Com scores. Krause moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-3 in the game. Mostill hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Edwards fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kane is hit by the pitch. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hooper bunts in front of the plate. Sewell catches it and throws to first to double up Kane. Two outs. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sheely takes first base on ball 4. Ray Schock pinch runs for Earl Sheely. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Elsh now playing first base. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson hits a pop-up towards short. Kane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Uhel pinch hits for Homer Summa. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lee takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee moves to second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Burns hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat McNulty now playing right field. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Com hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Com reaches second base with a double. Barrett moves to third. Ike Davis pinch hits for Buck Kraus. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barrett scores. Com scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. James Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Edwards bunts in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-4 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lutzk fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Kane hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Schalk now catching. Ike Ekrod pinch hits for Rube Lutzk. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Elsh fields the ball and throws to Edwards covering. Safe. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.